Blog Talk Radio.
I will remain confident in you.
Hallelujah. 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 I tell you, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Hallelujah. I tell you, people of God, if the Lord is not your light and salvation today, you better reconsider some things in your life, because I'm telling you, he is our God. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. I will wait on him. Hallelujah. Lord, I will wait on you. Thank you, Jesus. My confidence is in him and seeing the goodness of the Lord. I tell you, people of God, that is such an awesome melody, an awesome song, especially for a time such as this. Hallelujah. I just thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in tonight to Weekly Word Workout with Lady T, myself, your host. Hallelujah. On MCI Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. I give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life. Hallelujah. I give honor to the angels over this radio station, Pastor Matthew McNeil and Apostle Carla McNeil. Hallelujah. I give honor to my husband, Bishop Thurman A. Butler, overseer of Deliverance of the World, head pastor of Undisputed Truth Ministry. And I tell you, I give honor to my Apostle Keiko Covington, who is my professor at Praise Waiteth University. Hallelujah. I spoke on this last week. God is just having in my spirit real heavy. Hallelujah. With my university that I attend, you can get your first degree free. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you can get your first degree free. All you have to do is give a call to Dr. Keiko, 910-748-8408. Again, that's 910-748-8408. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, you can get what God has for you. And he has some things that he wants us to know in this season. He wants us to understand in this season. He wants us to be alive in this season. He wants us to walk in this season. So I'm telling you, people of God, you know, if you want to further your education, if you want to get a little deeper into the knowledge of God, and, you know, and you feel like you want to, you know, take that route of education, come on to Praise Waiteth University. It's based out of North Carolina, but the classes are online classes. Awesome school. And again, you get your first degree free. Hallelujah. I tell you, God deserves some praises for that one. Hallelujah. You have someone out there that's willing to give you something. Hallelujah. And an expectation of nothing, just to receive what thus said the Lord. So I thank God for Dr. Keiko. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, people of God. I tell you, it's so good to be back on with you guys and being able to give a word of the Lord. I tell you, he's had some things on my spirit, and it's been kind of heavy. Hallelujah, with everything that's going on. And I just, listen, it was a shift in this whole message. This is not what I was going to preach, and he's done it to me twice. I was studying my word and knew exactly where I was going today. Hallelujah. And then last night, he just kind of shifted. And I'm trying to be in that season of obedience. Hallelujah. And if I know it's God that's saying to do something, then I'm going to go with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I don't know. Listen, just chew the meat and spit out the bones. Hallelujah. I don't know who on this line that God wanted me to speak this to. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, God has something and he wants you guys to hear it. Amen. This may not be a preach me happy night. Hallelujah. I don't know where God is going. I mean, he just has something that he wants to say. Hallelujah. We're going to be on the line. I wish it was dialogue, because it may be something that hits your spirit you want to say back. Hallelujah. But I need you to just, if you got pen and paper or whatever, let's just kind of hear what thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. So let's go turn our Bibles first. We're going to turn our Bibles to Psalms. It's a very familiar passage. We're going to go into Psalms 46. Again, we're going to look at Psalms 46. And we're going to start with verse 1, going all the way down to verse 11. The Bible says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. Hallelujah. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathens. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, is your humble servant coming before you once again. Father, just asking you to just hover over each and every person on this line. God, I ask that you just hide me behind the shadow of your cross. None of me, God, all of you. Lord, you change this word because you have something that you want to say. Lord, speak through me tonight. Let the people not only hear this word, but receive what thus said the Lord. Lord, let this word hit into their souls and their spirit and leave a mark, God. Lord, I ask that you just continue to just lead and guide everything that we do, everything that we see, every move that we make. Father God, anything that's in, about, or around us that's not of you, we ask you remove it right now. Father God, we ask that you bless the word. Bless the woman of God that's given the word. And bless every person that hear the word. Father God, I'm pulling on you right now. Hallelujah. As for me, again, no fears, no anxiety, no nervousness, only the Spirit of God. Lord, I thank you for the word that you have given me. I thank you for trusting me to give it to your people. Lord, I ask that you would just get all the glory from what's been said and let the people of God be enlightened by the Spirit that's within. Lord, in everything that we do, we'll be also careful to give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. In the holy name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. People of God, we are living in a time where fear seems to have triumphed over faith in the body of Christ as well as in this country. Because of this fear, it seemed to have caused a major division among the Christians. If it's not one thing, it's another. Because of this division and this fear, it's causing a lot of malice and jealousy and strife to happen among the church. Now, this fear is generated, hallelujah, from a substance. Hallelujah. I'm not sure exactly what or where the substance has come from, but it is truly in our land. I was listening to a man of God who said it best. He said, this is how you know it's a demon Because this substance, it just keeps moving. This substance is called COVID. Hallelujah. See, this is something that we as Christians are dealing with, and it's causing division because of this substance. The churches has shut down. The people of God can't assemble together the way that we want to or the way that we have been ordained to through the Bible. We're not able to love on one another the way that we should. So it causes us to be divided. I remember recently we had a division that was a race. Hallelujah, where it was black against white, and then we had black against police against blacks, and so many things that happened, and we had this and we had that. But this thing, COVID, has caused a major stir up in people's spirit. We are so concerned about who's vaccinated and who's not vaccinated. If you don't you don't love me because you didn't get the vaccination, or you don't trust God because you got the vaccination, or you don't have a mask on so you don't love your neighbor, or you have a mask on so you don't trust God or either have faith. People of God, it's time for us to just be quiet. In the name of Jesus. We are the body of Christ. If you want to get vaccinated, get vaccinated. If you don't want to get vaccinated, don't get vaccinated. But what we cannot do is continue to allow this substance of us walking in fear. This dramatic change in life, quote unquote COVID, is what seems to be causing all of our fears. See, I'm not sure what the numbers are for COVID. I don't know what the percentage is for COVID because I don't follow COVID. I follow God. So God sent me here tonight to tell his people, and this is the subject of my sermon tonight. God sent me here tonight to tell his people to be still and know. Hallelujah. God wants us, people of God, to be still and know. And know what? Lady T, what does God want us to know? He wants us to know that I am the same God who healed you. I am the same God who brought you out of that situation. I am the God who saved your life. I am the same God that sent my only begotten son. I am the God that covers you. And that's why God led me to Psalms 46. And this is a psalm that God is saying to us. He's saying, I am, in verse 1, he said, I am, or God is, our refuge and strength. When God says that he's our refuge, he's telling us that he is our hiding place. God is saying, I am your safe haven. He said that I am the shelter and I am the shelter that keeps you or that hides you from danger. I am your covering. God is saying that I am your refuge. Hallelujah. I am the one that hides you. I am your covering. I am that secret place. I am that person. Hallelujah. I am the one that stands before you, that protects you. I am. So not only is he telling us, people of God, that he's our refuge, he's saying, I am also your strength. He said, I'm your strength. He said, I have the power to carry everything that's going on with you, to carry it out. See, when someone is your strength, they're your power. You've been in a situation where sometimes that you've been so devastated that you just don't feel like you can make it through. You just feel like that all of your strength is gone. You just can't move forward. Hallelujah. But see, God says, I am the power to carry that thing out. He said, I am your strength. Hallelujah. We have to understand, people of God, that if God is our refuge and God is our strength, who shall we fear? Hallelujah. If he is our hiding place, if he is our covering, if he is our safe haven, why are we walking in anything other? Why are we walking as if we don't have protection? Why are we walking as if we don't have a bodyguard? Why are we walking as if we don't have an answer? Now, I'm not saying that you don't use wisdom when it comes to COVID. Tempt not. My God. You don't want to tempt God by running to a crowd of people with no mask on. That's not what I'm saying. We must use wisdom in everything that we do. But using wisdom and having fear is two different things. See, using wisdom is when you know when and when not. Fear is just when you don't. You are too afraid to, or something inside of you is causing you to back off or back up. Listen, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So if he's given us power, love, and a sound mind, then why has COVID gotten our minds so messed up that we're coming against each other? I'm telling you that, okay, you don't have, oh, you got the shot, so you must think trust in God. Come on, people of God. God allowed this attack to happen. People of God, what we have to do now is just live through it. Hallelujah. It says God is our refuge and our strength. He's our very present help in trouble. Now, I hear a lot of people say that he's our help in time of trouble. So when I hear people say that he's our help in time of trouble, what I hear is that you're saying, when I get in trouble, then God shows up. When trouble comes, then God shows up. God says a very present help in trouble, which means that God is already there when trouble comes. God don't have to come when trouble comes because he's already there. He said, I am the present help in trouble. I'll never leave nor forsake you. So I'm already there when trouble comes, ready to take care of it for you. Ready to handle it for you. So when COVID comes knocking on your door, God is right there. Hallelujah. God is right there. He doesn't give us the spirit of fear. He does give us wisdom. God says, I'm your very present help in trouble. There, people of God, when trouble comes, trouble trembles. God is there in you. God is right there. He said, I will never leave nor forsake you. So it's not the trouble coming and all of a sudden God is coming. No, God is there waiting for anything that's trying to come against the people of God. Touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. Hallelujah. That thing is deep. It's speaking of individuals. It's speaking of actions. It's speaking of cancers. It's speaking of anything that could possibly try to even touch the anointed of God. People of God, we have got to understand that it's time to be still and know. We got to know who we are and whose we are. Hallelujah. We should be knocking this COVID out of the box. Because greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. We as Christians should have a party. Verse 2 says, therefore, not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. People of God, when he said the earth be removed and the mountains carried into the midst of the sea. See, we have to understand that the earth and the mountains, they exhibit unsettling motion in parts of nature, meaning that they are supposed to be stable. They are not supposed to move at all. So God is saying, hold on, listen. Come when he's speaking of therefore earth be moved, he's saying when change come, when something happened that just don't supposed to happen, or you feel like don't supposed to happen, when things start to come against you, or when change start to come into your life, things start to happen. Hallelujah. He said here, though, hallelujah, the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the sea, though the waters roar and be troubled, in verse 3, though the mountains shaken or shake with the swelling thereof. We've had a rough few years lately. Hallelujah. I mean, just the thought of the mountains and cities just maybe not even a couple years ago. Hallelujah. I mean, just to think of the result of the world ending, or the result of things happening, whether it's a nuclear bomb that's coming over, or something that's going to cause the world or the cities to be destroyed and mountains be moved and earth to dissolve. He's saying, even though these things is a possibility, even though we fear these things today, because we should have a fear of those things today because of the time that we're living in. No, let me say not a fear. We should have a thought of those things because we don't have the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. Because it doesn't matter. Like the psalmist is saying, he says that even if the world ends, we need not fear. In the face of total destruction, utter destruction, this writer is expressing a quiet confidence in God's ability to save him. People of God, that's where we have to be. It seems impossible to consider the end of the world without becoming consumed with fear. It seems impossible to consider the things that's going on with COVID and maybe your family member, you could be next, or a loved one. It seems impossible for us to not somehow or somehow for fear to attach itself to us. But the Bible is clear. It says God is our refuge, even in the face of total destruction. Even in the face of a disease or a substance or a virus that could totally wipe out a certain percentage of this earth. He's saying, be still and know
Hallelujah. See, we have, in God, we have an eternal refuge. He can provide us strength in any situation, people of God. God is saying to us right now, it doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter what it looked like. It doesn't matter who says what or what is happening or what seems to be falling apart around you or how many people that you know that has been touched by the situation. He said, look, I am your refuge and strength. I am a very present help in trouble. He said, so people of God, listen, we running around here all frantic and because of what's going on, it's causing us to come against each other and have things to say about each other, concerning each other, or whatever it may be, a lot of strife and things that's going on in the spirit you just wouldn't even believe. But God's saying, be still and know. Hallelujah. Verse 4 goes on to tell us and says, there is a river that streams, whereof shall make glad the city of God. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Listen, rivers is life. That's water. That's life. The psalmist is saying, look, whatever you need, God got it. Hallelujah. He's saying that keep the faith, keep your strength. You know what I'm saying? You have to understand that God, he has everything. He is that river. He is that holy place in the tabernacle. We have to understand that whatever we need, he has it. He's that river. He's what keeps us alive. He's what keeps us flowing. His word is what keeps us going. Hallelujah. Verse 5 tells us God is in the midst. Harakusha. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Our strength is not fortified by what we have. It's not fortified by what kind of car we drive or what kind of job we have or how we're living, or it's not fortified by how strong the walls is in our home or how nothing or nobody could come in and overtake us. It's not fortified. Hallelujah. We're not fortified. By any of those things. But it's God, people. But in God, who is our refuge, that's what fortifies us. That's what keeps us still. That's what makes us not be moved. Hallelujah. See, God is in the midst of everything we do. He will help us to get through what we need to get through. He will keep us steadfast and unmovable as long as we allow him to. As long as we're standing in the midst of what he has for us, as long as we're standing on his word and understanding who he is and what he has for us to do, as long as we're understanding, again, who we are, but more importantly, whose we are. God is saying the strength of us was not and is not in anything that we do. He's the one that keeps us standing. He's the one that has us unmovable. And only through him will we be able to live and have freedom and not walk in fear and understand exactly who he is to us. He's our refuge and our strength, people of God. And if he is those things that he say he is to us, then why are we walking in the spirit of fear? Why are we walking as if we have something to worry about? Even if mass destruction comes, even if COVID come and take over the whole entire earth, we have nothing to worry about, because absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We're in a win-win situation. I'm not saying that anything is going to happen to anybody, but what I'm saying is that if the Lord is your refuge and your strength and very help in trouble, or very present help in trouble, why are we walking like we have no hope? Why are we walking like we have no strength? Why are we walking like we have nobody to walk with us, to walk for us, to walk through us? We are walking like we are not the children of the Almighty God. God wants us to understand today, he got our backs. Hallelujah. Fear not. This battle is not ours. It belongs to the Lord. So all we need to do is just set ourselves, like he told Jehoshaphat, just set yourself. Hallelujah. As if you're going to fight, God will take it from there. But you can't tremble in a corner because something is happening in the earth. There's a shift. Hallelujah. Pray and ask God that don't do this without me. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Just make sure that you're in this process of what God is doing. Hallelujah, because all it's going to do is elevate you. And for us that know that God is who he is, hallelujah, the devil is trembling because he sent this thing trying to scare and trying to bring division between the people of Christ. He knew that it would be a shutdown. He knew that we would not be able to come together. So he figured if I do this, then this can bring division. Not only would it bring division, it would bring fear. But I'm here to say that we're going to give the devil a black eye. When we get up on our beds in the morning, hell should be having a board meeting trying to figure out what next to stop us. But we've already given Satan back the keys. He has us trembling and fear and what may happen and what's going to happen. Hallelujah. But that's not God. That's all us. Hallelujah. It's spirit and flesh. It's flesh. People of God, we got to distinguish between the two. Hallelujah. Because if we're walking in spirit, then that devil is trembling right now. But if we're walking in flesh, he is having a party. I'm talking to the body of Christ, because those that don't know better can't do better. Stop ministering to people. We're not going out talking to people. We're so afraid that we may contact COVID. Yes, we have to use wisdom, but people of God, ministry must go on. He said, I am your refuge and your strength. He said, I'm your covering. He said, and I'm your power to carry out whatever I have put into you to carry out. We have to understand that God is making a statement. He's telling us, look, what's wrong? What's going on? If you believe in me and you understand my word and you know who I am, then you don't walk in the spirit of fear. Fear not. Hallelujah. I need you to walk in the power that I've gave you, the love that I've instilled in the sound mind. See, people of God, if we have all these things going on in our mind about COVID and what's going on in the world and what's happening and this and that, this and that, that means that you're not sound in your mind. We have to bring it back in. People of God, we got to bring this thing back in. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, casting down imagination of any high thing that exalts itself against God, bringing back into captivity. People of God, it's time to bring some things back into alignment with the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 6 goes on to tell us, it says, the heathens raged
Kingdoms were moved. He uttered, melted. We serve a God that can just speak. He can just speak and the earth melts, and we are walking in the fear of a substance, of a virus. God, we ain't praying enough. We're not laying before God enough. We're not worshiping enough. Now, I'm telling you, if this don't pertain to you, spit out the bone. But if it do, hear what I'm saying to you. This is not the time to walk in anything but the Spirit of God. And if that spirit of fear has attached itself to you, it's time for you to dig a little deeper, and you need to pull out some faith. Hallelujah. We don't walk by sight. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Because I have a God that's my refuge and my strength, a very present help in trouble. So I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what they're saying. I don't care what is happening, because I know the God that I serve. Is that all? Hallelujah. I know he walks with me. He talks with me. Hallelujah. We cannot allow this substance or this virus to come into the midst of who we are and cause us to slack on what we're doing. Yes, I understand that we have virtual streaming and things like that, live streaming and Facebook Live. But what about those that don't have computers? What about those that don't have Facebook? What about those that don't have the means to hear electronically or don't have a Bible to open? People of God, we're walking in fear. We won't even walk up to tell or ask anybody, do you know Jesus? We're stagnated by this substance called COVID. People of God, I'm not being unsympathetic. I'm not saying that COVID ain't real, because trust and believe, I know it's real. Not that I've had it, not that I've been in the midst of it, but I know those that do. But I also know that prayer is bigger than COVID. Hallelujah. We have got come together, people of God. And we have got to start praying and not walking in this thing called fear. We got to get into the Word of God. Hallelujah. Because somehow, somewhere, we've lost our faith. Somehow, somewhere, we've let this substance overpower who we are. We've let this thing take over what we believe. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. So I thank God for shifting this. I didn't know where he was going, but I thank you, Lord. And I keep speaking. I tell you, he said that in verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with us. Thank you, God. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Hallelujah. He said the Lord of hosts is with us. People of God, if God be for you, it's more than the world against you. If God be for you, then who could be against you? Hallelujah. It says the Lord of hosts is with us. We're in the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. God reigned at one point. Jesus reigned at one point. Now the Holy Spirit is reigning. And if the Holy Spirit be for us, who can be against us? If God is within, greater is he that's within us than he that's in the world. This is the God of Jacob is our refuge. Hallelujah. I tell you, it says the God of Jacob. Now, it used Jacob because Jacob was Israel's name when he was at his worst state. So God is saying he will use you at your worst state. He'll be there for you at your worst state. He will give you what you need at your worst state. I'm with you. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care what may happen. COVID could have even attached itself to you. I'm venture in. Hallelujah. Belong to me. And I'll pull you out of this thing. I'll cover you from this thing. I'll give you the power to withstand or carry out this thing. He said, I'm your very present help in trouble. He said, I just need you to be still and know. Hallelujah. Be still, people of God, and know. Verse 8 says, come. Come on, come. Everybody, come on. Behold the works of the Lord. I want you to see what God has done. What desolation he have made in the earth. Desolation is something that has life but has no sting. It has no power. Hallelujah. COVID is running around here doing what it's sent to do. Hallelujah. Kill, steal, and destroy. But see, if you're a child of God, hallelujah, that COVID is desolate. It has no sting. It has no power over you. Am I saying no, you won't catch it? No, I'm not. What I'm saying is that even if it does attach itself to you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Great is he that's within you. What I'm saying to you is that if it does attach itself to you, you, hallelujah, have a God that's your refuge and your strength. Very present help in trouble. COVID can bring it on. My God. My God told me that he covers me. He told me that he's my strength when I have no strength. And he tells me, I don't wait until trouble comes. He said, daughter, I'm right there. But when it comes, I'm here waiting for it. Bring it on. People of God, we live in a win-win situation here. We got to get rid of all that fear and all that stuff that's trying to attach itself to us. Hallelujah. Because we are children and people of God. We are the example. We're the ones that God has chosen and called to do his work in this earth. Satan is going to do whatever he can do to stop this work because he knows his time is short. I'm not giving him the keys back. God said we have the keys. We have the authority to bind and to loose. We cannot allow Satan to think that he can come and bring fear into us, because if he brings fear into us, he knows that we've stepped out of God. Behold the works of the Lord. It says, come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolation he hath made in this earth. People of God, we serve that I am. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. We have to understand. See, we have to know. That's why it's so important. Thank you, Spirit of God. That's why it's so important to have a relationship with God, because you can't understand where I'm saying or where I'm coming from if you don't have a relationship or desire to have a relationship with God. See, because once you have that relationship with God, everything looks a little different to you. Once you read God's word and understand who he is, and who he has called you to be, hallelujah. See, his word becomes your protector. His word becomes your food. His word becomes your life. You started living that thing. The Bible says we got to write this thing in our hearts so we don't sin against him. We have to understand that God's word is what we need to keep us grounded and planted while we're here on earth. If we don't get into his word, start to understand, meditate, and love, and know what he's saying to us, then we are going to walk in fear because we don't know any different. The world tells us when stuff happens that's out of the norm, that you're supposed to get fear. You're supposed to feel something in your stomach. You're supposed to get a little anxious, get a little nervous. But see, that's what the world tells us. But the Bible says, be not conformed unto the world, but be ye transformed. Hallelujah. So God, we have to transform the way we think. And the only way that we can do that is that we stay in the word of God. Because right now, people of God, it's only God's word that's going to get us through the time that we're in. Hallelujah. It's only God's word if that's going to help us to see what we need to see and how we need to see it. Hallelujah. We can't keep living in this fear and not understanding and call ourselves Christians and loving God. And yet I tell you, the first thing we hear about this, that, and another, we just get so isolated and so scared. And the people of God, I got to stress to you, I'm not saying that COVID is not real. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be cautious. But what I am saying is that you cannot let it stop the work of God. Hallelujah. All I'm saying is that, I mean, we cannot allow God's word not to go forth. I understand, again, we're doing Facebook Lives, we're doing radio like we're doing right now. Man, all of this stuff is good. Virtual, all of this is good. But what about the ones that can't get to those things? What about the people that don't have access to those type of mechanisms? People of God, we got to ask God to help us. Help us, help us. Hallelujah. Verse 9 says, he maketh war cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in thunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. Hallelujah. He said, he maketh wars to cease. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you. We're warring right now in our minds. We're warring right now in our hearts, in our bodies, in our souls. Hallelujah, with this stuff that's going on right now. He maketh wars to cease. Hallelujah. The wars that's in your mind, he will cease them. Warring in your heart, he'll cease them. Warring in your family, he'll cease them. Warring in your life, he'll cease them. He said he makes wars to cease. Speak to my wars. My Lord, cause my wars to cease. Hallelujah. People of God, everything that's going on around us has to happen. Everything that's going on in the midst of us has to happen. God is not a coincidental God. God knew all the stuff was going to take place. He knew all these things was going to come forth. Read your word. But he need us to be steadfast and unmovable. He need us to understand that he is our refuge and our strength. He's our very present help in trouble. We walk around here like we don't have any answers. We walk around here like we don't have any help. We walk around here like we don't know. But God, he said, I'll make wars cease. He said he breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in thunder. That means God said, look, I'll get to the root of the problem. Hallelujah. If you break a bow and cut the and cut the spear, if you even try to glue it together, if you try to tie the bow, it still can't pull and do what it's purposed to do because you got to the root of it. God said, look, I'll get down to the root of what the problem is. Hallelujah. He said, I do this because, he said, look, I'll break the bow and cut up the spear and burn up the chariots in fire. He said, I do these things because I am your refuge and your strength. Hallelujah. People of God, we're walking around in this thing called fear, and we're so afraid to do what God says to do. We're so afraid of this, that, and another. And people of God, we have to ask God to lead us. Ask God to show us what to do and how to continue to maintain his kingdom during this chaos. We just can't shut down. We just can't get in our house and look at virtual. We can't do that. Not the ones that are chosen. Many are called. You are chosen. We have a work to do, people of God. Now, I'm not saying go out there and be not use wisdom. I'm not saying, look, just go out there and grab everybody you see and ask them if they're saved. No, I'm not. What I'm saying is that let the spirit inside you guide you. If God is saying he's your refuge and his strength, trust and believe he'll lead and guide you to what he needs you to do. Verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. He's saying, look, stop the madness. Stop all this fear. He says, be still and hear from me. Be still and know that I got this. He said, I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. I will be exalted in the earth. Lord of hosts, people of God, and the God of Jacob is our refuge. God is saying to us today, people, just be still and know. He's saying, I need you to understand that I know what's going on out here. He said, I allowed it to happen. He said, but I need you to hold on to my unchanging hand and know that I'm your refuge and that I am your strength and that I am your present help in trouble. I am the present help in trouble. So people of God, God is saying to us today, just be still and know. Father God, we thank you for this word. Lord, I just thank you for how you just ministered and used me today to just let your people know that you are God. You're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for blessing those that are on the line, those that will walk in the spirit of fear. I bind up that spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus. I bind up anything that's not of you right now, God. We're walking in what you have called us to walk in. We're doing what you have called us to do. We're not walking in anything that's not of you. Anything that's in, around us, or about us is not you, God. We are asking you to remove that thing right now. Give us a clean heart. Hallelujah. Let us understand what you have called us to do and not turn away from it, but run to it, God. Lord, let us see exactly who you have called us to be. Lord, no longer is the spirit of fear hovering over anyone on this line. We today, Harakushande, we walking in power, love, and a sound mind. Father God, if anyone on this line that has a family member or a loved one or this stuff that has been attacked by this substance of this virus, Lord, we ask that you right now, we ask right now that you send your ministering angels, and by your stripes, they are healed. Lord, we thank you for moving in Jesus' name. We thank you for how you're allowing us to understand and see in a time such as this, the power in which you walk in and the power in which you have given unto us. Father God, let us see who we are. God, no more blinders. Let the veil be torn from my eyes. Lord, we need you today. We need you right now. Lord, I ask and I decree that you would just come into the spirit in the homes of each and every person right now. Let them feel your presence, God. Let them know that you are their refuge and their strength. Let them know that you would never leave nor forsake them. Let them know that your word is true. Just heal. Heal this line right now. No more spirit of fear. No more spirit of anxiety. No more not knowing what tomorrow may bring. Hallelujah. Because if God be for us, who could be against us? Lord, and in all that we do, mighty, wonderful God, we'll be also careful to give you all the honor, praise, and all the glory. In the holy name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. God bless you all. I'm sorry I went over a little bit, but God bless you. Make sure you come on with us Thursday. I believe we have a newcomer on the line. Amen. At 6 o'clock. And then we also have Pastor McNeil that will be on Friday. And Apostle, I tell you, mighty word on Sundays. You guys do not want to miss the Sunday morning service. It's amazing. But to all of you, I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you for coming on. And always remember, if it's in the word, it's undisputed. Have a great day. God bless.